USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden speaking at the White House to push his economic agenda.
We're at an inflection point in this country. One of those moments where the decisions we're about to make can change, literally change the trajectory of our nation for years and possibly decades to come.
Biden saying the heart of his economic agenda involves boosting the middle class. Biden saying the nation's wealthiest individuals and companies need to start paying their fair share of taxes. He did not specify, though, what these companies and corporations' fair share would be. Gas prices are jumping as the nation heads toward the weekend. Today's AAA survey showing the national average for regular is $3.19 a gallon. That's up 0.8 over Wednesday's average and is the highest price in more than a month. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The number of border encounters in August 2021 was 208,887, four times higher than just 1 year ago. That's according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Tennessee Republican Congresswoman Diana Harshberger tells Fox News that the United States needs to take action to stop the illegal flow of drugs at the southern border.
If you don't put, you know, speculation and you don't put legislation on these people bringing the drugs in, they're going to keep flowing. They're walking down the roads that we built to build the wall. And here you go. You see the fentanyl use up.
French officials say a drone strike has killed the suspected ISIS mastermind behind the terror attacks against U.S. soldiers in Niger. The attack killed four U.S. soldiers in 2017 and a half dozen French aid workers last year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Reaction continuing to come in to Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, as he's taking heat over a conversation he allegedly had with the leader of the Chinese military back during the Trump administration, assuring China that the former president would not bomb them during his final weeks in office. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan criticizes Milley on Fox Business.
If this reporting is accurate, that General Milley went around commander-in-chief when it was President Trump, and actually, if he actually told the Chinese, hey, if we're going to do something, we're going to give you a heads up, that is so unconstitutional, so wrong.
Comedian Jim Brewer says he will not be performing at venues that require proof of COVID vaccinations for all guests.
Saturday Night Live alumni and stand-up comedian Jim Brewer has canceled shows in Michigan and New Jersey because the venues required all attendees to be vaccinated from COVID-19. Mr. Brewer on Fox News says he took it personal when Biden finger-wagged unvaccinated Americans.
When our leader put that out there and pointed the finger, like, we're the demons, I'm not vaccinated, I had COVID. You're not going to tell me about my body. I know my body. I know my morals. I know my faith. You don't come telling me and threaten me and everyone else as if we're the demons.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.